Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. We are still continuing with the journey we started 3 weeks ago. We have been discussing about understanding the Christian walk of faith. And we've established over these few weeks that the Christian walk of faith can be frustrating and discouraging if we do not have an understanding of what this walk is all about. And we have taken our time to go through the various stages of this walk of faith. It's a walk of faith, and therefore we cannot live it in the flesh, and we cannot live it based on what is happening around and explain everything that is happening around us based on the natural. So in our first episode, we spoke about the call and the commission, and we understood that we have been called with a purpose and commission to do something. And we went ahead in the second episode to speak about the fact that there is someone who has called us, and we understood the personality of the man Jesus, the one who has called us with an holy calling. Then again, we went ahead to speak of the making process, how God molds us into what he wants us to become. So we have been called, we have been commissioned to follow Jesus, and he has made us. So he said to the disciples, come, follow me, the calling and the commission, and I will make you. So we have been called, commissioned, and we have been made. And we move on to the third stage we are looking at today. It's not just about the calling. It's not just about the commissioning. It's not just about the making process. We understood in our last episode that we have been made into an image. We have been made for a particular purpose. And Bible says that if we have been made into that purpose, then there is a certain lifestyle that we need to live. There is a certain way we need to conduct ourselves. And that is what we are looking at today, walking worthy of the calling of God. Walking worthy of the calling of God. We have been called by God, and we have been made in an image to suit the purpose of which he has called us. And therefore, it is necessary as believers that we walk worthy of the calling of God. So Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse number 1 that I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, this is Apostle Paul speaking, and he says that I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling of God with which you have been called. It means that we have been called as we established, and we cannot just live our lives anyhow. Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 verse number 20 that nevertheless it is not I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. In the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul said, for it is in him we live, we move, and we have our being. It means that the calling has taken place. Yes, we have accepted the call and we are following Jesus. So it is no longer us, but we are following a course. We are following a commission. We are following a command, and we have decided to live after him. So then it is necessary for us to walk worthy of this particular calling. We cannot live our lives as ordinary men. We cannot live our lives as any other person. We cannot be like them, but they have to rather be like us, because the light does not give room for darkness. Whenever light comes, darkness gives way. Bible says that the light shineth and darkness could not comprehend it. The light shineth in darkness and the darkness could not stand it. So light does not give way for darkness, but darkness gives way for light. Therefore, we ought to conduct ourselves in a manner that is befitting of the calling with which we have been called. Conducting ourselves in the manner of a calling with which we have been called. What does it mean to walk worthy of this call of God? What does it mean to walk worthy of the call of God? Walking worthy of the call of God simply means that we should conduct ourselves in a manner that does not just portray the person who has called us, but also portrays the kind of calling we have been called into.
So Bible says that, for beloved, the calling that which you have been called, not many people who were noble, not many people who were wise have been called into this kind of calling. So it means that this is a sacred calling. This is a holy calling. And we need to live a life of holiness to portray the kind of call that we have been called with. We have not been called. Bible said that, for he that called us has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So the calling with which we have been called is not a call of fear. It's not a call of bitterness. It's not a call of timidity, but a call of sound mind, so we cannot be confused. A call of power, so we cannot be timid. And a call of love, so we cannot hate each other. This is what the calling of God means to us. And this is how we ought to walk with this call of God. In 1 Timothy chapter number 3, Paul the apostle spoke to Timothy, a young minister, and said unto him, Timothy, my son. I want you to understand this one thing. He said to him, Timothy, my son, he that desires the office of a bishop desireth or aspires a good thing. So the office of a bishop is a calling. God calls us into that office. And Bible says that when we accept it, when we desire to be in that office, it is a good thing we have accepted. It is a good thing we have decided to do. However, he went ahead to speak to his son Timothy and said that, therefore, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 2, he said, therefore, an elder must be one whose life cannot be spoken against. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exhibit self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home and must be able to teach. He must not be a drinker, and he must not be violent. He must be gentle, peace-loving, and not one that loves money. So there is a calling. And if you have been called into the office of a bishop, you are not just representing a God that called you into that office, but you are also representing the whole office. So conducting ourselves, or walking worthy of the call, is conducting ourselves in the code of conduct of that office, in the do's and don'ts of that office. You cannot be a bishop and have multiple wives. In the code of conduct of being a bishop, you must have one wife. It is a must. In the code of conduct of being a bishop, Bible says that you must have a good reputation. You must love having guests. You cannot say that, as for me, naturally, I don't like people, and yet you aspire the office of a bishop. And that is why it is necessary that Bible says that, having been called by him, we should therefore walk according to the Spirit. So there is the walking worthy of the calling of God, and there is walking or being led by the Spirit, as Romans put it. The book of Romans says, therefore, let us be led by the Spirit. Conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the call demands that we yield our personality to God, for him to take over, so that in the end, everything we do will be in him. So that in the end, our conduct, our speech, our lifestyle will be modified by the power of God. It has nothing to do with, this is who I am, because we are nothing without him. The moment we accepted the call, he made us into his image and after his likeness. And I have not seen the likeness of Christ saying, I am weak. I have not seen the likeness of Christ saying that, as for me, I am quick-tempered. Imagine Jesus saying, as for me, I am quick-tempered. As for me, I don't like people. As for me, I cannot make friends for long. As for me, I want to be alone. I don't like guests. How do you expect to make an influence in the lives of people when you have accepted that, as for you, you don't like people? Beloved of God, we have not just been called into a calling to exhibit or to show forth that we could also be called. We have not just been called into an office as people of God, as children of God, to work anyhow. You cannot be a child of a president and work anyhow. You cannot be the daughter of the president of Ghana, of the minister of Ghana, and be walking on the street barefooted. You cannot do that. You are not the president, you are not the minister. But being a child of the minister requires that you live a certain standard of life and carry yourself in a certain manner. And that is what Jesus said. That if anyone desires to be my disciple, he must deny himself. Let go of this is what I am, this is who I am. And pick up my cross daily and follow me. So we need to let go of ourselves. We need to let go of our ego. We need to let go of our pride. We need to let go of our shame, of our name, integrity and reputation for the sake of the kingdom of God, for the sake of the calling with which we have been called. Because not many people, beloved, has been called. Not many wise people, not many noble people has been called. You and I, it is a privilege. And if it's a privilege, then it's important that we walk worthy of this call of God. Are you walking worthy of it? The Bible gives us five things, still in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse 1 to 3. Bible lists five things, how we can conduct ourselves in a manner that portrays that the calling with which we have been called is not an ordinary call. We are to walk worthy of it. And the first thing the Bible spoke about is love. Jesus said to the disciples in John chapter 13, verse number 34 and 35. He said that it is by this. And what is that this? He said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. For by this all men will know that indeed you are my disciples. If we are walking worthy of the calling of God, then we need to walk in love. Not the love that our strength attached, not the love with terms and conditions, but the love of God. He first loved us. We didn't love him first. He first loved us. You don't expect for someone to do something for you before you love the person. You just love, because that is who you are. That is what you have been called to do. So Jesus said, above all things, I give you a new command, that you love one another. The one another that he said, there were no names attached. The way you love that brother should be the same way you love that sister. No terms and conditions. He said, love your enemies and pray for them. Love one another. Even your enemies are inclusive. The gift of God operates best in an atmosphere of love. Today we see less of the power of God because a lot of people do not love anymore because of a hurt one way or the other. That element of love in our lives have been taken away. We cannot love genuinely anymore. That element of love in our hearts have been stolen by the devil, and he has filled us with bitterness. But Jesus said, a new command I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Again, he said that make allowance or make room for the mistakes of others. We need to appreciate people. Yes, we are not perfect. We are working towards perfection. So when a brother falls, let us embrace that brother and let us help him up. None of us is holy. None of us is without a fault. We are all working towards perfection. So if a brother falls, Bible says that confessing your sins to one another. Now it is very difficult for the church to confide in one another because there is no love. And if there is no love, we will not be able to make room. Walking worthy of our calling requires that we don't just laugh, but we make room. We are not saying we should encourage sin, but if anybody falls, let us make room and help that brother to rise again. Again, Bible says that we should be patient with one another. And by patient, this is how I explain patience. How would you want someone to treat you in that particular situation? With any given situation, the way you approach an individual should be how you would want to be approached if you were the one in that situation. Let us be patient with one another. No need to break the spirit of others. A lot of souls have been broken. A lot of spirits have been crushed prematurely because people were not patient with them to even hear their side of the story. Let us be patient. Above all, let us be humble.
Bible said Jesus Christ left the form of God and took on the form of a servant, washed the feet of his disciples. And the disciples said that, Lord, you cannot wash our feet. He said, if any of you want to be great, first of all, he must be a servant. Are we able to serve one another? Can we lay aside titles and positions and serve one another? Beloved of God, in this episode, I want you to understand one thing. You didn't call yourself and you cannot live for yourself. You didn't call yourself with your own calling, and therefore you cannot do things on your own. Whatever you are doing must be motivated by the fact that somebody called you, and we knew the personality of that person. That first, he is spirit. Second, he is faithful. And third, he is a rewarder. And if this man is the one that called us, then we should also understand that in the calling, there is one thing we need to do. And that one thing is to work to portray the one who has called us. Is to work to reveal his actual identity. That indeed, this is the person who has called us. Bible spoke of the disciples after they were made and after they walked worthy of the calling. That when the people saw them, they knew that these were ordinary men who had been with Jesus Christ. That's my prayer for you and I. That when we step outside of our closet, that when we go out into the world, in our workplace, in our families, in our homes, amongst our friends, all men will know that indeed it was the same us that has been with Jesus. And there has been a transformation. Remember, in all you do, your life must reflect who has called you and the purpose for which he called you. God bless you.